Our next item is change of zone, number 1644, Brian McKinley.
Mr. Chairman, let the record show that I did not participate in the public hearing and will not be voting.
Thank you, sir. Duly noted.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1644 for Brian McKinley for a change in zone from GR General Residential to a GR RPC based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being the property is currently zoned GR General Residential. Under this application, that basic zoning and the density permitted in the GR zone will not change. Number two, central water and central sewer will be provided to this project. Thirdly, with the conditions and stipulations so placed upon it, the RPC designation is appropriate since it allows the creation of a superior environment through design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. This project includes single-family lots, townhomes, and multifamily buildings with a lower density than what is permitted in the GR zone. This project will not adversely affect the neighborhood or surrounding community, and it is adjacent to an existing 628-unit manufactured home community. Five, according to the county's current comprehensive plan, the project is in an area designated as a mixed residential area. Six, the applicant has favorably addressed the items so set forth in Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. This recommendation, however, is subject to the following conditions, them being the maximum number of lots shall not exceed 473 units consisting of townhouses, multifamily units, and single-family lots. All entrances, intersections, interconnections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. This RPC shall be served by central sewer. This RPC shall be served by central water. Stormwater management, erosion, sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. Additionally, a system of street lighting shall be installed. The developer is directed to form a homeowners association that is responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open spaces, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. No wetlands shall be included within any individual lots. As proposed by the applicant, a 25-foot wide buffer shall be established around the wetlands. The lot line shall be adjusted as necessary so that the buffer is outside of the lot lines. This, incidentally, will only affect a small number of the lots, and we will, if this is acted on favorably, we will review that final site plan. A 20-foot-wide vegetated buffer shall be established along all areas of the development adjacent to lands used for agricultural purposes. This shall be shown on the final site plan. The applicant has proposed to maintain as many existing trees as possible. These areas also shall be shown on the final site plan. Additionally, as proposed by the applicant, the construction of the RPC shall be phased over a 10-year period with no more than 75 residential building permits to be issued within any given calendar year. The recreational facilities and community buildings shall be constructed and open to use by residents prior to the issuance of the 100th building permit. There shall be a school bus stop provided in coordination with the local school district. The location of that bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. Road naming addressing shall be subject to the review and the approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The master site plan and phasing site plans shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas, erosion and sedimentation control facilities. This master site plan shall include a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in those buffer areas. And lastly, the master site plan and each phase of the development shall be subject to the review and approval of this Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1644, Brian McKinley, for the reason stating. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Let the record show that Mr. Gordy did not vote.